This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Supreme Court considers this morning the case from Colorado that found Donald Trump ineligible for elected office. We will go live to the court for the start of that case later this morning. Hospitalizations for Colorado patients with COVID-19 dropped again this week to their lowest level since early last fall. Here's CPR's John Daly.
154 people are currently hospitalized with confirmed cases. The number has been mostly dropping since it reached 280 around Thanksgiving. The percentage of emergency department patients diagnosed with COVID-19 remains low, around 1%. Wastewater trends also look good, with most utilities reporting decreasing or flattening trends. Hospital admission rates for flu and RSV have been dropping since late December. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Scientists in Boulder have made a new discovery on how climate change is affecting the ocean around Antarctica. Lead researcher Karen Nissen says the ocean's acidity could double by the end of the century.
Ocean acidification is one of those stressors, one of these factors that will impact how well ecosystems are doing in the ocean.
Researchers say it's not just the surface layer of that southern ocean that's being affected, it's the entire water column. If carbon emissions aren't reduced, the ocean will become more acidic, killing plankton and krill, which is essential food for bigger animals like fish and whales. Runners in the Colfax Marathon and Half Marathon in Denver will race a new course this year. Officials shifted the route for both races to accommodate more runners. 21,000 people participated in the race weekend last year. The new Half Marathon will take runners through a new part of the Denver Zoo, while the new marathon course will give more room for runners. Marathon weekend is May 17th through the 19th of this year. Again, the U.S. Supreme Court today takes up the Colorado case that could disqualify Donald Trump from presidential primary ballots. We get a closer look at that case coming up next on Morning Edition, and we will go live to the Supreme Court later this morning. This is CPR News.